Alrighty, you guys are on the record for After Talk.
Man, I'm so happy that everybody was happy with the solution for the spoiler in time. Like,
isn't that the best?
Going through those emails, I was like, okay, that's one for the win column, two, three, four, five. Okay, now at this point, I'm just looking for one person who's not happy. Nope, everybody's happy. It's unanimous.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. I'm so happy. And we put a lot of work and thought into that. So I think
there was one person in the Twitch chat that said, and I don't even know if they were serious, but they said, Bryce, stop spamming the RSS feeds. And then Bryce just goes, no. like just a simple response, not even interrupting the show.
Not even going to happen. So we did get that one feedback about the jingles between the sections. So if I can explain just a little bit, that it did take me a little bit of time to think about it, and I stand resolute in it, but I'm happy to hear feedback if people have more as a response to this. So the way it's set up now, we do the initial segment. So in this case, this week it's Better Call Saul. That will have the normal It's Spoiler in Time intro, the kind of 30 second intro bit. And then at the end of it, there's a very brief, it's like 2 or 3 seconds, just a little brrr, bop. To kind of end that segment. The second segment, which will be Westworld, has a little bit of a jingle, bada 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 bump, that comes in, so that the thing that those are doing is that those, if the point of this is that if someone wants to listen and they don't want to, I don't want to listen to Westworld, or I don't want to listen to Better Call Saul, it gives them some sort of audio signification that a new thing has started. And if they didn't listen to, say, the first thing, then they at least know, okay, yeah, this is the Chord Killer sound. So that's part of why we're having it there. And I think they are edited to be, if you listen to them back to back, you would think, oh, these are kind of edited in time. So you would expect them to be the same thing. But they're actually different.
They're two different things, but mashed up, it sounds like one broken regular thing.
Like it should be one thing. And then, yeah, your podcast player has whatever processing time between them. And so that's not ideal. We can't control if your podcast player takes a second to switch episodes. But I think there's a very strong value in having those bits there for the modular nature. So I'm happy to hear other thoughts, other ideas for takes on it. I appreciate getting the feedback that we did. I'm glad people like it. It is not too much of a little bit extra work every week. So yeah. Cool.
That's great. Is there of those sound bookends, is one always the beginning one and one always the end one?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to guess that faster than anyone expects, they're going to train their brain to just recognize what's happening.
Right. And
it's like on Dan Carlin on Hardcore History. He just, when he starts talking, it's boom. Yeah. Right. And you know, like, oh, okay, this is the end of the episode. This is the beginning of the episode.
Right. Yeah. And if we should drop one of them, right? So, like, especially on like Westworld or Larry Sanders, where Westworld is bookended both ends by these new jingles, and Larry Sanders will have the new one, but also the normal extended outro. If we lose either of those, then and you say maybe don't have the next thing or you don't have the previous thing, you might go into it a little too much without any sort of sounder. Which could be especially more jarring if you were just finished your other podcast and Tom goes in, all right, now we're talking about Westworld. Like, I think that's not as hygienic as it should be.
I would say I'd rather be repetitive, mm-hmm. but never have a moment of confusion than vice versa. Although what's the storytelling trope is you could confuse me for 15 minutes as long, or you could bore me. I don't know. There's some like pro or anti-confusion thing. But in general, I don't ever want any of the listeners to be confused about where they are or how they got to this point.
Yeah, ideally, each one of these little segments should feel like a show on its own, right? There's because it's perfectly legitimate to do a short sound intro with a, let's spoil Westworld, right? It's like, oh, that's just the way this show starts.
Right.
It always starts with a really short intro. I appreciate they don't spend my time. But that should also still work if you're going from one to the next like you're explaining. So that's why you want to have a like, boop, boop. And it's like, okay, that's the sound for going from one segment to another, or it's the sound of the beginning and end of the one segment if you're only listening to one. It should work either way.
And maybe a good, you know, I just took those things, I just kind of cropped them from the normal chord killers in Spoiler and Time Sounder. So maybe what we find is it's better if those are different sounds.
Yeah, maybe something. We can experiment with the sounds. Sure.
But for right now, you know, like that's my reasoning. If anyone has strong reasons maybe against it or that we should do something different, I'd love to hear at chordkillers@gmail.com.
Yeah, the only thing I would think as a not viewer, but as a host of the show is like, yeah, maybe you could play with the sounds, but I can't really imagine another way it would work well.
Yeah, it's there are a lot of good things that come with it, and this is one of the like kind of I don't know, squint, and it's a negative thing.
If I was gonna guess, and I haven't even heard him, but if I was gonna guess, it sounds to me like people thinking it was a single thing broken instead of two separate things.
Sure.
And I
get that because they're edited in time. So if you did put them next to each other and they're short enough where you might be like, oh, those are supposed to be one jingle that's been cut up when really it's two jingles. Like that's getting semantic, but.
So then that would argue that like, oh, maybe we could play with the sounds so that they flow together.
They sound different or something. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I just got a text message from Justin Robert Young because during the show, Brian, when you mentioned that no one had told Justin to watch a show on Quibi, I texted him, you should watch Fresh Daily from Rotten Tomatoes on Quibi. And he wrote back, are you on it? Are you pulling a Quibi check?
I have been hate Quibiing The Most Dangerous Game. I actually got caught up this morning with The Most Dangerous
Game. And is it The Most Dangerous Game to try to watch that?
It just doesn't feel right.
More
it
like The Most Lamerous Game.
Kinda. Like, I guess this most recent one was episode 13, but he's almost done. Like, they skip a lot of time, a lot of the hours of the game. And they don't even express that. They don't even express the time skip. They're just like, oh, now I've got $2 million in my bank account. How did that happen? What the heck? And then
is that taxable?
Right. And here's one thing. I understand The Most Dangerous Game as an original story. I have not seen however it existed before previously. Did the hunted ever turn it around on like the organizers of the?
I believe so. I think that was the whole point.
I think that's one of the.
That's what made it such a legendary, awesome story.
Gotcha.
I'm like, oh my god. I mean, it was Die Hard before Die Hard, basically.
The hunter has become the hunted.
Well, spoiler alert: episode 13 is where they do that. And it has like no weight. It has. It's the most like. There's no. It tries to be very serious, even though all the action is really bad in it. It tries to be very serious and like. Now I'm hunting you. End of the Quibi. Come on, Bubba.
Turnstile me now.
Man, those may be more.
We watched the entire run of Black AF on Netflix.
I hear that's okay.
That trailer did not tell you what to expect.
Netflix
this trailer. Is so much better than that trailer. That remember we were like, I don't know why he's doing a call about the thing he's going to do. That's the conceit of it. This is a meta commentary on Kenya Barris doing Black-ish.
So he is so Kenya Barris in the show?
Kenya Barris plays Kenya Barris with an imaginary family. It's still not Kenya Barris's actual family. It's Rashida Jones and actors are playing all the kids. But he's Kenya Barris, producer of Black-ish.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So this is like and a splinter universe.
He talks about Black-ish. And the conceit of the presentation is that his daughter is making a documentary about him as her application to film school.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Does it work?
It works. It works because it's so ridiculous. It works. It's like, oh, okay. And they do a lot of things where they acknowledge that she's filming. Like they don't do the office thing where like, oh, I guess it's the confessional, but you never see the camera. No, they like, they show the camera. They show behind the scenes. They're like, make sure he gets this kind of stuff regularly. And the first couple episodes are a little heavy, but by the end, Eileen and I were like, this is just an episode of Black-ish now. Like, you know, but it's Kenya Barris and all these other characters that we came to know. And the characters you could loosely see like, oh, that would be equivalent to this character on Black-ish. But it's way more real than Black-ish. Black-ish is very sitcom clean. This is like, this is what Kenya Barris actually thinks. The Rashida Jones character is like an exaggerated version, and Kenya Barris is playing an exaggerated version of himself. But this is like, this is what I actually think. These are the stupid things that I say and do. These are the things that I think are really smart that I say and do. It's up to you, the viewer, to judge that. But it's all put in a kind of crazy, you know, exaggerated world. But it felt to me like, oh, these are all the things he could never get away with putting into Black-ish. And so he's going to say them or do them.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard it was basically an edgier Black-ish, which I think is totally fine. I think that sounds interesting. I guess I'll give that a shot. You know what I just started watching?
What?
Shrill on Hulu. That show is great. I did not know too much about it other than like the leading actress was kind of an overweight woman. But I had friends telling me about it for a little while now, and I gave it a try over the weekend. And that is, it's really funny. It's really, really, really good. For a show about a 20 something millennial who works at a newspaper in Oregon, which I'm sure is hundreds of shows at this point. I think it's really funny.
Is there anything that I should know going into it, or does it benefit from going in blind? Or
yeah, I think it's not like any surprises, but mm-hmm. I could tell you a bunch about it, but I think that's just going to get your expectations up. It's a really good comedy,
okay.
Kind of a slice of life comedy, and I think it like actually nails the comedy in a way that a lot of shows about millennials who are living, you know, not perfect white model male lives don't always nail.
Right on. Sure. Hey, I just realized, are we still running on my phone?
Yes.
Okay, which means I'm in do not disturb mode, which means I still don't know whether or not Spectrum has called.
It does not look like anyone has called yet.
No, you should probably take that call then. Just so you know, Justin has said he will watch Fresh Daily if I tell him how much Eileen makes off of each episode or something to that effect. That is exactly what it's and I told him, like, she doesn't need your views. It's fine.
We don't need your pity.
Hey, man.
Quit pity.
Join us for Night Attack Happy Hour daily right after DTNS. I like that rock block that we're doing.
Yeah, yeah. It's fun to send Justin off to Happy Hour and be like, go join him in a minute.
Yeah.
It's a good tease.
What were some of the things you talked about today?
Good Day Internet or on the Happy Hour?
Happy Hour, spoiler alert, there was a lot of talk about internets. But then we also talked about the new Justin made the bold claim that this the next Tiger King is going to be this ESPN documentary series about the Bulls and portrays Michael Jordan in a way that you've not seen him before.
Oh,
the team, the Bulls.
Chicago Bulls.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like about the bullfighters or something.
Oh, yeah. Michael Jordan, like, baseball's not enough.
Now Michael Jordan owns bullfighter Bulls.
I went into the ring and I had my rig burned. No, that's Shaq. Sorry.
That's Shaq. Yeah.
The dance, the last dance.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. And apparently he was saying that they aired it on ESPN1 uncensored.
Wow. I've been told, the first two episodes are out, and that if you happen to live not in the United States and have Netflix, you can watch them.
It's too bad you can't really travel right now.
Travel restrictions, frankly.
But you guys are close to Mexico, so maybe.
we're just a hop, skip, and a click away.
I mean, one might say we could tunnel there anytime we want.
You're virtually in Mexico.
Hey, man, that's my private location.
DEA, do not interact. Tom, you been watching anything, Tom? You got anything that you're not sharing with
Black
the show?
AF. One thing that I'm not really watching, but I sort of observe in passing, is the new fashion show on Amazon, Making the Cut.
Oh, is it good?
If you liked the version of Project Runway with Tim Gunn and Heidi Klum, you're going to love Making the Cut. It's apparently exactly the same show, but better without the catchphrases because they can't use them.
Oh, so that he can't say make it work?
No, you're in or you're out. He never says make it work, but you know.
That's crazy. Yeah. Did you watch Next in Fashion on Netflix?
No.
I never did. I think that show is pretty good. It's got some like goofy like cutaway. Here's a tip that you can use. Go and cut your jeans up. I'm Tan France.
Make a wagon wheel of a cracker and some cheese.
I think those things are goofy, but it's Next in Fashion is really interesting just because of how big and expensive it is. I think that's, but I heard some good stuff about the.
Are we going to get caught up on what we do in the shadows? Are we going to make that an official watch?
I think that's going to be our after what Saul
after Saul, Saul
Westworld. Okay. Yeah, Saul's because Saul's finale is tonight.
So I don't have to hold off on watching just as long as I don't mind talking about it again later.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, you have to hold off on talking, but not the watching.
Okay, yeah, because me and the 12-year-old have been enjoying it.
Oh yeah, you guys were shocked when I told you over the weekend that that hit it. It had debuted.
Oh, we were so excited. It was like yeah. Christmas is already here. What?
Plus, I was telling Bryce this earlier. There's an article floating around there. I don't remember from who pointed out that like perfect for when you're staying at home because they're staying at home too.
Oh, that's funny.
I know. I'm watching Shrill and like. You're going to go to a party? You can't go to a party right now. What? You can go to a party right now. What are you doing?
So I made a joke on Twitter. It wasn't much of a joke. It was just a random Andy Rooney gripe thing, you know, like, and it happened to be about the fact that on Google News page,
I never wonder.
In the weather, you can select, there's three buttons. You can have it in Celsius, Fahrenheit, or Kelvin.
Fun.
And then to take the screenshot, I put it on Kelvin, which means for 2 weeks, my dumb weather has been in Kelvin. Are you guys enjoying the 300 Kelvin degree weather that we're having right now? It's the dumbest crap. I mean, tomorrow it'll get as cold as 292 Kelvins.
So ooh, it's getting bundle down up. There. Yeah.
So dumb. It's so dumb.
Oh, my. That's funny.
Friday, it's going to get up to 306 Kelvin.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
People can't see Bryce's shirt, but I just keep pretending it says peacocked party.
No, it's
block
party. Okay. I need to talk to those guys. Those guys should be on stuff.
Ruin the illusion.
Kelvin! They put it like, is it a joke?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a joke.
It's like why there's pirate in Google Translate. It's a nerd joke.
Right.
It's an old nerd joke but when Google used to be a nerd company.
Yeah.
You should go change it. Are you going to change it back?
I mean, I'd have to click a thing.
Oh, no.
Oh, that sounds like work.
I'll just learn Kelvin.
Yeah, I think it's easier.
How is doing DTNS, Tom, during all of this stuff? Because I know, like, you know, I keep up with gaming news, and gaming news has shriveled kind of the past month or so.
It's interesting. There's a lot of COVID-19 tech news that we have to make judgment calls of like how far down that road we want to go. Cause there's a ton of app tracing, 3D printing news, what companies are doing with their supply chains. But there's tech news also, like there've been phone in it. OnePlus put a phone out. Apple put a phone out. Like, in some ways it's kind of surprising how many normal announcement-y things are happening too. And there's always security vulnerabilities, Bryce. That's eternal. That never goes away.
Sure. Nintendo today had a breach, supposedly.
We don't even report on breaches anymore because it's just like, well, the same thing about the other breach except with this company. Like, yeah. Here you go. Yeah.
Did you talk about oil prices being below zero?
Not on DTNS, no. Yeah. I did say on Good Day Internet that I really should have, instead of going solar, I should have just bought tanks to store oil, and then I could be paid to put oil on my tanks.
You feed it back into the grid.
Well, and then hold it until it's worth something, then sell it. But
yeah,
because the negative prices is because they can't afford to put it anywhere, or they're worried that they won't be able to put it anywhere, so they're paying somebody to take it off their hands.
Yeah.
Right now,
so
WTI
it could have been me,
crude.
Brian. That's what I'm saying. Could have been me. I could have been paid to take it off your hands.
Domestic sweat at Cushing's SWT is -$41, I think. Giddings is -$47. I don't
is
know.
Is that West Texas? West Texas Brent? No, it's not Brent. No, oh. West Texas.
Oh, come on, Tom. No, I'm not even going to dignify that with the right answer.
All right.
Look, I don't know. Ask a Texas oil man.
I gotta call it. I gotta
go. All right. Thank you, bosses.
Thanks, everybody, for being with us.
Thank you.